Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, America, and thank you for joining me. Just for a quick tap in this week, one quarter of 2024 is gone. March is gone. And after this month, after April, one third of the year will be behind us. It may be time to check in with yourself to see where you are with your goals for the year and to recognize that something important is coming up in 7 months. Something really important is coming. It's coming up. It's approaching us. Something that is imperative to the economy, our constitution, our way of life, our border, healthcare, crime, law and order, housing, interest rates, supply chains, etc. Something important is coming up in 7 months. November, folks, of course, is what I'm talking about, is without a doubt the most important presidency pick of our American existence. Now, I know that we've said this before over and over again. We've said, here comes the red wave. This is the most important election of our time. But I really, truly mean it. And I'm sure so many others are with me. Another 4 years with the current administration will absolutely be dismal for America, for the land of the free and home of the brave. Please, please, please vote. Please, for Donald Trump. And please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as well. Please and thank you. Now, some quick headlines for you, just to give you my two cents on some things that's going on. It's kind of a lull in politics right now, but again, there's always something going on. So do you remember about 10 days ago, the Venezuelan illegal influencer who was encouraging other illegals to come into the country and take over homes, literally encouraging squatting to other illegals on his TikTok page? Well, he's in jail where he belongs. But here's the kicker. He's complaining from jail that he's the victim of persecution. Yes. Yes, Savage fans, the Venezuelan migrant influencer, illegal, okay, who illegally entered the U.S. and encouraged other illegals to squat and take over America's homes, is now complaining from behind bars that he's the victim of persecution and misses his freedom. Oh, this is so rich. This is so rich. Let me give you the background on this, because that's what I'm here to do. So, his name is Leonel Moreno. He's 27. He spoke to the New York Post during a 30-minute televisit from inside Gauga. It's called G-E-A-U-G-A. So Gauga County Jail in Chardon, Ohio, earlier this week. He was arrested near Columbus, Ohio, late last month after failing to appear for required check-ins with officers. Now listen to this. So he's already a criminal. He already has a criminal past. But listen to this. Moreno whined to the Post that he came to the U.S. because of persecution in my country, but he's supposedly facing the same treatment now. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I know I say this and it's almost cliched, but you literally cannot make this stuff up. So this is what he said during the interview, and I quote, "It's all misinformation in the media about me. They're defaming me. They're misrepresenting me in the news, insisting that he was a good father, he's a good husband, and a good son. I miss my entire life. I miss my freedom," end of quote. Moreno reportedly crossed into the U.S. illegally in 2022. He received border parole in April 2022 as part of the government's Alternatives to Detentions program, which is supposed to track, catch, and release migrants, illegals, when there is not enough room to detain them. Again, remember which presidency these policies came under: Biden-Harris administration. Federal documents reviewed by the Post now suggest he may be facing federal firearm charges as well. You know, not exactly an attribute to add to the American society. Moreno made headlines last month for his inflammatory TikTok videos in which he bragged about not having to work and mocked fellow illegals who came to the U.S. to work hard manual jobs. So he mocked them. Here's what he said, and it was translated into English. He speaks Spanish. It's his fluent language. But he said this. He made this post in English. It was a tirade. Again, if you remember this 10 days ago, it was just vibrant, went viral. And this TikTok video. And again, it's translated into English. I didn't cross the Rio Grande to work like a slave. I came to the U.S. to mark my territory. His TikTok account, which has racked up more than 500,000 followers, was banned last week. But his Instagram account, with just under 19,000 followers, appeared to still be active as of this past Sunday. In one post, he acknowledges that they closed his TikTok account, but he vowed to keep earning money on Facebook and on Instagram because our weak administration in this country and our system allows for this. Unbelievable. He had previously told his audience he planned to make a business out of invading abandoned houses and taking them over with squatters' rights laws, then selling them for a profit. Now, you got to figure, and you know this for a fact, if that's what he promised, if that was his vow, he's definitely not crossing over into the state of Florida. In this post interview, Moreno insisted that the person on his social media posts was just a character and shouldn't be conflated with his normal self. He's being mischaracterized, and we're not really truly getting who he really is. He's just playing a character. So we shouldn't be taking him seriously. He says, I have a sarcastic, dark humor. That's my job. Now, Lionel Moreno is the absolute opposite of what he's saying to be. I believe that he's telling the truth. He was clearly flagrant in his TikTok post. I mean, he made no bouts about it. And the whole attack on people who actually come into this country, though they're illegal, to actually seek honest work, and he's mocking them, flashing $100 bills. This is truly who this guy is. And he is, as I said, where he belongs. And this, folks, is who Joe Biden has empowered in our country. This guy and others like him are empowered to come, take over your homes, commit violent acts of crime, fentanyl, and other drugs out of control. You saw the footage where the illegals stormed the border agents and ran over them entering the country as if they are entitled to ransack and commit crimes, that they're entitled to come into this country illegally. This will continue to go on. This was allowed by the Biden administration. And while there are Americans who are working paycheck to paycheck, making an honest living, perhaps having had to take on a second job to make ends meet, to keep food on the table and gas in the tank, this guy, this illegal, this criminal, is bragging and boasting not only about being an illegal, but for not working, flashing $100 bills on his TikTok page, insulting those who work as slaves, and encourages illegal activity in the country in which he allegedly finds solace from the country where he was facing alleged persecution. So he finds solace here in America and then encourages lawbreaking to other migrants. This is what we get, right? We're not attracting the best of the best here. Now, of course, you're like me and recognize, as I said, that he belongs in jail, and I truly believe that. But he belongs in a Venezuelan jail, not ours, because as long as he is in jail, we're still paying taxes to keep him there. What we need to do is send him back to Venezuela, where he belongs and becomes their problem. Secondly, this is a reflection of how pathetically weak the Biden administration is and how far they are willing to go to break and destroy this country. And this is why I find it mind-boggling. Just is so completely mind-boggling that there are still those who say that they are undecided. And I get it. I do. Truly, I get it. You know, we don't want to rush. We are 7 months away from election. A lot can happen, right, in 7 months. But I have to put some savage truth down here and say The traditional presidential season is out the window in 2024. This is not the Ronald Reagan versus Jimmy Carter in 76 and 80. It's not even Reagan versus Mondale in 84 or Bush Dukakis in 88. This is something altogether different because the rules have been so drastically changed. And because we have the presence of a squad and a Bernie Sanders and so on, the rules have just changed. And so we can't play the same game and expect the same kind of results. This is a squad, a Keith Ellison, a Bernie Sanders, and a Hillary type of elections and what we're seeing in politics. These are the people who are players now. People who were specifically trained and versed, okay? These are people who are specifically trained and versed in the destruction of America. The option is clear. If you are a Dem or an independent listening to this, I implore you to focus on your wallet. Focus on your safety, your ability to purchase goods and services, going for a walk or a run in the park, and not ending up like Lake and Riley. May God rest her soul. May she rest in peace. Or attacked on the bus commuting to work. Or to go on vacation only to return to your home that you own to a bunch of strangers living in your house without any recourse to get them out or to exercise your rights as a homeowner, because the current administration, who wishes for another 4 years, God forbid, they deem it as your fault, basically, for going on vacation. You go on vacation at your own risk. Those squatters have rights, according to the Biden administration. I'm talking about an IRS that is targeting the middle class and our abbreviated agencies being weaponized against whistleblowers who take the brave stake of telling the truth and revealing corruption and illegal activity by our trusted institution, and those who hold high positions who are meant to protect us. I'm talking about tech giants who decide to cancel or censor anyone when they feel threatened by content, when they disagree with the information being shared. And sending fundraising messages to spam, okay? We remember that. Google was literally sending Republican and conservative fundraising emails to spam so that we were missing out on dollars and opportunities and information in order to have free elections, so as to block or slow fundraising for conservative and Republican candidates. I'm talking about CRT and DEI that divides and pits one race or several races against whites, okay? Because that is the absolute goal of CRT and DEI, to pit everyone they possibly can, any people of color, against white people. Criminals who attack children and women and seniors who are maybe arrested, only to post bail and release back into the streets to reoffend. And those who may be fortunate and brave enough to defend are actually prosecuted, okay? So the criminals have all the rights, okay? I'm talking about attorney generals, these AGs across the country, and mayors and prosecuting attorneys and judges who won't and don't hold criminals accountable for attacking, hurting, killing, vandalizing people and properties and businesses. Seriously, this is the legacy of the Biden administration. Its weakness, its lies and failures, its ineptitude, and it's very definitely senility, okay? Keep that in mind. So if you're undecided, keep that in mind. Vote on the things that absolutely affect you right now. And if you are happy with those things, if you are willing to take a vacation at your own risk, then by all means, keep going with the status quo. But remember, you had an absolute choice in getting and turning our country back by simply stroking Donald Trump for November 24. I'm obviously biased, but I think the choice is clear. Moving on. I'm keeping it short today, folks. Florida, once identified as the nation's most significant swing state, perhaps most notably for its role in the 2000 presidential matchup. You remember this between George W. Bush and then Vice President Al Gore, is no longer in play as a swing state. This is music to my ears. Now, we've all known this, but it's nice to have that confirmation. As GOP voters surge over Democrats, Democrat voters by nearly 900,000. It's almost near a million, actually. Oh, my goodness, the state envy that I have. I have such state envy for Florida, living in this blue muck, the land of 10,000 lakes, and who knows how many illegal aliens. Okay, Florida. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis believes Democrats don't stand a chance in the Sunshine State going forward. I love hearing that. This comes as reports indicate registered GOP voters now outpace Democrats by nearly 900,000 voters, citizens. He told Fox News host Maria Bartiromo, "You're talking about a million plus voter registration shift," saying that older numbers indicated Republicans were behind their Democrat adversaries by nearly 300,000 registered voters in 2018. Wow. Part of that, and I quote him, is that I think is a response locally where people are more likely to switch from Democrat to Republican in Florida, non-party to Republican, than vice versa. That's been an important component of it. But I do think that migration has skewed amongst people who come to Florida, not because they want to change the policies to reflect in Illinois or California or New York or Minnesota, I might add. He didn't say Minnesota, but I'm adding that. But because they appreciate how Florida has done it differently from where they're coming from. Oh, the state envy that I sit in today. Local reports have affirmed DeSantis' claims, including one report from USA Today that alluded to the state's former identity as the nation's most significant swing state, perhaps the most notably for its role in the 2000 presidential matchup between George W. Bush and then Vice President Al Gore. And he says this, I quote, "Republicans now hold the biggest advantage in voter registration either major party has held in almost four decades." Noting that the GOP reached an 851,417 voter lead as of last month, the most significant lead by either of the two major parties since Democrat dominance in the late 1980s. Okay, Florida is no longer in play for Democrats. It is officially a red state. This is so very important. Now, again, I'm sure you can say and call me color me biased. OK, that's better than coloring me blue. OK, color me biased. But this is a good thing. It's a reflection, folks, again. And I've talked about this before, of that election in 1984 when 49 out of 50 states voted red. And the only one state that voted blue, as you can guess, that land of 10,000 lakes. Yes, Minnesota. The reason why that is so significant is that it's this. It tells you that regardless of how people identified politically, Americans, when it came down to the core issues, were of one mind, right? On those kitchen table issues, on those core issues, law and order, education, health, finance, like people all wanted the same thing. We all were of one mind. We all want a prosperous future, an ability to leave a legacy for our children and for them to have the best education possible. Everyone wants to feel safe. Everyone wants a healthy healthcare system where there is a marketplace where they can choose so that they get the best prices and medications and services, right? Everyone wants a secure border, right? So that we know who's coming in and that there is due process when those laws are broken. Everyone wants to know that our abbreviated agencies exist in a nonpartisan way to prosecute and criminalize those who break the law so that we feel safe. Everyone had, for the most part, 49 out of 50 states agreed that we are of one mind. That is so very important. And with Florida going red, it's a little bit of an indication. It gives us some hope that we can get back to that. So DeSantis, in an X post, formerly known as Twitter, last Thursday cited local outlet Florida's Voice, which is a paper it's a local paper in Florida, which compiled data indicating that Republican support has climbed even further to 889,569 as of the 4th of April. Wow. Florida is off the board. It is a Republican state, period, said Ron DeSantis. We used to be a one-point state. Every election hung on. How would Florida go? That is not true anymore. And I think that's a good thing for the party. And I agree. Now, as I end here, you would say again that I'm biased. That's true. I'll admit it. I believe, I know, not only do I believe, but I know that right Republican conservative values would not only serve our country, but those values would be best for all Americans. Red states simply mean safety. They mean freedom, prosecuting criminals. It's a great educational system that actually empower our children to achieve and to contribute to society and increase their earning potential to pay forward to the next generation. So, as a Dem, as a Democrat, more so as a leftist, you can certainly have the opinion that Republicans are not the answer, but Democrats are definitely the problem. My challenge is to take any issue, any one of them, pick any issue, go have it, have at it. Compare that issue to 4 years ago, and I'm sure you'd like to return back to that. Your pockets were fatter. Your kids had a very definitive understanding of where they're headed, or at least had the promise of a promising education. The main reason why young American voters are leaving the Democrat Party in droves is because they don't believe the American dream is possible for them because of Joe Biden's Bidenomic disaster. They're either still living at home with their parents or need two or three or even four roommates to live away from their parents to live on their own. During Trump, this was not the case, and they remember that. And even if they weren't of earning age at that time, their parents can tell them, and they remember that their parents had money to give them. Their parents had money to give them money to go shop, to put away, to take vacations, and to travel, and to go to the movies and buy school clothes and supplies. So you've heard me say this before, people, but what people take to the polls is related to what they are experiencing and what is relatable. Now, most times, and what we've seen in the past is if that voter actually was able to somehow relate to the presidential candidate. And we saw that a lot with JFK and Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan. But this time around, as things grow more and more dismal under this administration, and they continue to fly in the face of the working class Americans, people are waking up to the fact that Joe Biden and the Kamala team only care for the elite and illegals. Listen to this statistic. Currently, 38% of Americans describe themselves as middle class, 29% as working class, 14% as poor, and 16% as upper middle class or higher. There are only small, small partisan differences in these self-reports of economic status. However, there are partisan differences in response to a question about financial stability. And overall, 4 in 10 Americans, okay, it's about 41%, say that they are struggling to remain where they are financially, according to the Mammoth University poll. Just 10% of Americans say middle-class families have benefited a lot from Biden's policies so far, while 51% say the middle class has not benefited at all. This administration has undoubtedly, unmistakably, attacked the middle class. Now, in contrast, let me read to you the Build Back Better framework statement. This is important. This is revealing. This tells you everything you need to know about the Biden administration and how they feel about finances, the economic future, and the working middle class in America. President Joe Biden believes that there's no greater economic engine in the world than the hard work and ingenuity of the American people. But for too long, the economy has worked great for those at the top while working families get squeezed. President Biden promised to rebuild the backbone of the country, the middle class, so that this time everyone comes along. The Build Back Better framework does just that. Let me know if you're feeling that. because I'm not feeling that and I'm not seeing that. Is that what you're feeling? Or is it inflationary Washington spending, costly regulations, and regressive taxes touted by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Savage truth right here. Savage truth. Bidenomics translates to higher taxes, crippling regulations, crushing inflation, war on American energy, soaring energy costs, job-killing globalist intentional agreements like the Paris Climate Accord, and total economic surrender to China and other foreign countries. I can't. You can't. We can't afford another Bidenomic 4 years with the Biden-Harris circus team. Time is up, and the show must go on with another act. You know, I always have these interesting backgrounds behind me, and this is a painting of Paul Revere. And that's what we need to do, right? We have the backdrop of the American flag waving, and we have this painting reminding us Paul Revere. And that's what we need to do, folks. That's the energy I'm channeling today. We need to Paul Revere, get out in the streets, make it known, and announce to everyone we possibly can that our country needs saving, right? That America and Americans need to pound together. We need to get together, stand shoulder to shoulder, and decide that she's worth saving and shine a light on what the Biden-Harris administration is doing and their intent. Let's return back to that 1984 America. That would be great for everyone. Time is up. Time is up. And the show must go on with another act. The Biden-Harris circus team must go. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.